T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gary Payton, NBA champion with our Miami Heat. Yes, I call it our.
Yes.
Hall of Famer, 9-time All-Star, NBA Defensive Player of the Year, an Olympic gold medalist. The accolades go on and on. I don't have enough time to go over everything.
Just a dog.
A dog.
That's so you can say that. You know what it
Gary
is.
Gary Payton is with us today, courtesy of Napjitsu. Awaken your inner ninja with Napjitsu's patent-pending energy and performance-enhancing products. Napjitsu now provides 2 times the energy of a cup of coffee and is sustained for more than 5 hours, while the nap products help you optimize your power nap and then wake back up without any grogginess. Go to napjitsu.com or Amazon, and if you enter the promo code GaryPayton15, you get 15% off all products. How about that? Gary Payton is joining us now. Hello, Glove.
How you guys doing?
We're good. No napping during the interview. We want
I'm not going to nap. I'm going to nap afterwards.
All right. Fair enough. NBA season starts tonight. And so I'll start with this one. We talked about it a little bit earlier. But who, in your mind, who's the team to beat this NBA season? Because you got LeBron and AD, and they add Russell Westbrook to the Lakers, and Giannis, obviously, defending champion in Milwaukee. There's Brooklyn and our Heat, you know, with Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. So heading into the season, who do you think is like the premier team in the NBA?
Well, you know, the premier team to me still is the Milwaukee Bucks, because they're the champs. And with Giannis down there, I still think that they're going to be that team. The Lakers are a team that, you know, they done added a lot of veterans. They added a lot of things. And they got to be the team to beat in the West if they stay healthy. If they stay healthy. You know what I'm saying? Miami fell off after the bubble. I don't know what happened, but now that they done added Kyle Lowry, I think this is going to give them a boost with Butler and all of them together. So I'm just saying, I just think that Milwaukee is that team that you got to beat, you know, in the East. And then in the West, I think it's the Lakers team.
You call them veterans, Glove. Some people just call them old with the Lakers. Like Melo, you know what I'm saying? LeBron's in year 18. Are they too old, or are they seasoned vets?
With this league, with this type of basketball now, I don't think it's anything is too old. As long as you can play the game and stay with it. LeBron spends too much money on his body for not. I think he's more in shape than most of the young guys that's coming out right now. I think Carmelo does the same thing. I don't consider him old. I consider them, they can still play, they can still put it in the basket, they can still do the same things. You know, they might not be that person that they were when they first got in the league, but they're still a legit basketball player, especially with the three-point shooting. It's not as physical as it was when I was playing. This game is not like that, and I think these guys can withstand that, and I think they're a legit team to get to beat, and that's just the way it is. They're a legit team to beat, and I don't think they're old. I just think they're seasoned, and with this type of basketball, they can be okay in this league.
Gary Payton is with us. NBA kicks off tonight. What about your preseason pick for MVP? If I pressed you on that, who you think is going to be the MVP coming out of the NBA season?
Oh, I like Luke a lot. I think that kid is up on an uprising. He's doing things. I'm going to go with the younger kids. I think Booker is right there with that Phoenix team. They did an amazing job last year, and I don't think they're finished. They are a team that they think that they need to prove something. They should have won a championship. I think them two, to me, are the best because they're going to lead their basketball team, especially with Chris Paul making Booker better. I think that he's prime time. He can score the basketball. He can do a lot of things. But I think them two are front candidates in my opinion.
And Gary, the nickname, the glove, everybody knows it. Who's the glove now? Not the defensive MVP. Rudy Gobert, he's good, but he's big. Who's the glove now? Who can walk out on that perimeter and lock down whoever they send up with the ball?
You know what? To me, it's one guy that reminds me of that a lot. And that's the kid down in Boston, Smart. I think that he is a premier player, that he will lock you down and make sure of it, and will talk to you in the same sense and get into your head. I think he does a great job on the ball. I think that he pressures you and he creates a lot of havoc, and I like the way he does that. And I think he best solidified me now in the NBA.
And you talk about the talking. We were talking about you before you came on and just your edge you play with. Do you have a lot of enemies that you played against? Because, bro, if you Google yourself, man, you were fighting, talking in people's faces your entire career. You got a lot of friends?
Yeah, I got a lot of friends. You know what? That's a good question. Everybody will say, man, do anybody like you now? And you know what? People like me more than they did when I was in basketball. Because that's just the way I played. That was just my grind. My father had me play that way. And it's just something I did. But we left it on the floor. That was being competitive. And I think that was the competitiveness of us all the time. And it's no love loss. You know, we was all on the floor trying to do the same thing. We were trying to get what we had to get. And that's what it was. And I'm friends with everybody, you know. Chris Charles, you know, I just talked to him the other day. You know what I'm saying? And his son is married to my daughter. So, sure, man, I got friends. Charles Oakley, that's one of my best friends. So, you know, I talk to everybody. It's not let, not, no love lost. We let all that go 20 years ago.
You're a Heat champion, the 06 team. You've got that Heat DNA. You talk about, you know, aggressiveness and the love of competition. Jimmy Butler obviously has fit in perfectly with the Heat culture and the Heat DNA. How do you think Kyle Lowry is going to do in Miami? Coming from Toronto, he's a superstar. How do you think he does in the Heat culture realm?
I think he's going to be great. I think Pat Riley didn't go get him for just nothing. I think that he's seen something in Kyle. He's played against him all in the East for a long period of time. I don't think Pat goes and get players that he doesn't think that will fit into Miami Heat culture. I think him and Butler will be great together. Now you have a legit point guard that can get you people to basketball, like Butler, like the Hero, all of them guys, like the Bams. They're going to get them to basketball, and plus he can score the basketball. So that's what the Heat needed. They needed a player that in that type of caliber, and they have him. And I think Pat Riley knew that he couldn't miss an opportunity of picking this kid up, and I think that's why Kyle wanted to go there too. And that's going to be a great marriage. I think they're going to give a lot of havoc like they were in the bubble. They're going to give a lot of people a lot of trouble.
And so when you look at this Heat team with Bam and Jimmy and Kyle Lowry and Tyler Hero seems reinvigorated, had a great preseason, and the other ancillary pieces, can they compete in the East? I mean, we don't know Brooklyn because we don't know about Kyrie, but Brooklyn and Milwaukee – Philadelphia, I guess, now is a question mark because of Ben Simmons gets suspended today. Like, what can the Heat be an upper echelon team in the East?
Absolutely. I already think they're in the top three. They have to be. You know what I'm saying? As you look at it, I think the Milwaukee, and then you go with the Brooklyn, if they be there, they're the two top teams. You know Toronto has fell off. You know, them type of teams. Boston, we don't know how that's going to work out or pan out. But I think Miami is that type, that team in the top three. They are that third-tier team that, that can beat a lot of people. If you look at their roster and look at the players that they have and what they did 2 years ago and how did they get into the championship, yes, if they get back to that form, I think there will be a tough out in any playoff matchup against anybody. And I think that for sure. You know, I don't think the Indiana team is right there yet. But I'm just saying this team is a good, legit basketball team that can be that is in the top three, in my opinion.
And, GP, what's your take on the Ben Simmons thing? Today, you know, Hawk just brought it up. He got kicked out of practice by Doc Rivers. He, you know, he didn't show up. Then he showed up and was wearing sweatpants with a big cell phone hanging out of his pocket. What's your take on the Ben Simmons saga?
Well, you know what? To me, it should have never got this far, point blank. It should have never got to this level. I think it's out of control now. I think that Philadelphia has to make a decision on what they're going to do. And my opinion is to move on. If he doesn't want to be there, you're making drama and you're making chaos come to a team that was supposed to win a championship, expected to win a championship, and be competing in the East. We forgot to talk about them in the East of Philadelphia with Miami just now because we see this. But I think that Philly has to make a decision and go ahead and move him, get some players in there that whatever you can get for him right now, I don't think you're going to get what you want for him. I think you're going to have to take this one on the chin. But get something in there that can help Embiid, because right now Ben has lost his teammates. And when you do that, that is hard to come back into an organization and play with players that don't trust you. And I think that that has happened. So why not just go on and let it go, get away, and let everybody be happy and build your team up from what you get and let him go to a team where he's happy and he can perform for them.
Gary Payton, again, courtesy today of NapJitsu. Awaken your inner ninja with NapJitsu's patent-pending energy and performance-enhancing products. NapJitsu now provides 2 times the energy of a cup of coffee and is sustained for more than 5 hours, while the Nap product helps you optimize your power nap and then wake back up without any grogginess. You can go to NapJitsu.com or Amazon and enter the promo code GaryPayton15. For 15% off all the NapJitsu products. And I'm guessing you think they're pretty good, that if I took a power nap and the Nap product there, I would wake up and I'd be ready to roll?
You'll be ready to roll. You know, I didn't really think about this product as that until I started taking it. You know, I took naps anyway before games. So when I was taking naps, I would get up and it would take me a little time to get into my flow. But as taking this product, what I've done is when I get up, I have more energy, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, and I need that. And I need that since I'm situation being older and in my 50s now. You know, I took a head job at Lincoln University here in the Bay Area dealing with kids, and you got to get up and you got to stay up. I've been taking this, and I've got my energy back, and I can withstand with these kids. And I like this product, and that's why we're promoting it, because I believe in it. I wouldn't promote nothing that I didn't believe in. And I think this is the thing that you get a nap, you wake up with a lot of energy, and you're great.
You know what, Crowder? I think you might need the NapJitsu now. Crowder became a vegan. I think he's lost all his energy. A vegan doesn't scare you, right, Gary? A vegan, hey, vegan, yeah, Crowder, he doesn't scare you, right?
I'm 250 now, Gary. I'm eating vegetables.
Yeah, but you're a vegan. You're 250 of celery.
Hey, Crowder, I don't want you to pass out now. You're 250, man, but you got to get a little something in your body, man, to hold on to, man. You know what I'm saying? All that celery and all that green ain't going to work all the time, man. Get something on your ribs, man.
I got some chickpeas.
That doesn't do it. Check out the website. It's NapJitsu.com, NapJitsu.com. Gary Payton, Heat Nation still loves you, Gary. Thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate y'all, and I love Heat Nation down there anytime. They know they family. I won a championship there, and I had a great time for 2 years. Anytime y'all need me, let me know.
We appreciate it. Heat Nation does love Gary Payton, man. Yeah. Brought that first title here with Shaq and D-Wade. Mm-hmm. That was excellent. Says you got to get a little meat on your bones there. You can't be 250 of celery.
Tell the glove all my personal business.
250 of celery.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.